This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the strengthening of India-Russia bilateral ties. The participants are Sanjay Kumar Pandey, Professor at Center for Russian and Central Asian Studies, JNU, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Professor Pandey, a warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Professor Pandey, this is Mr. Modi's first visit to Moscow since the Russia-Ukraine conflict began in 2022. And in the backdrop, I'm also mentioning the deepening ties between Russia and China. Given this context, how important is this visit of Prime Minister Modi?
Well, as you know, since year 2000, every year for 21 years, India and Russia used to have these bilateral summits. Once in India, once in Russia. After 2021, for some reasons, mainly because of COVID and then the Ukraine war, there has been no bilateral summit. This created doubts in certain circles, and it was being said that perhaps India wants to somehow give less importance to Russia. The fact that Prime Minister Modi chose Russia as the country for his first bilateral summit meeting and visit underlines the significance of Russia in India's foreign policy.
You mentioned that this is an old historical relationship between India and Russia. And also given the fact that yesterday the Prime Minister managed to get the Indian nationals discharged who have been misled into the service of the Russian army. Also, that's a sign that the meeting is progressing well.
Yes, of course. Today, while addressing the Indian community in Moscow, Prime Minister Modi described India-Russia relations as Amar Prem. In 2015, almost 10 years back, while welcoming President Putin, Prime Minister said, "Every child in India knows which country is our best and most reliable friend, that is Russia." So that goes to show the type of mutual confidence that the two countries have. And the two countries, as we know, signed a strategic partnership agreement in the year 2000, the same year when President Putin, for the first time, assumed the position of a Russian president and traveled to India in October 2000, addressed a joint session of the Indian Parliament and signed the strategic partnership agreement, which was elevated to a privileged partnership in 2010. And India-Russia relations are often described as historical ties. Prime Minister today said, "Russia is our all-weather friend." So descriptions like this only underline the significance of the bilateral ties in today's world, which is going through very difficult times because of the Ukraine war and the Gaza war, and the world is deeply divided among US and the Western allies on the one side, on the other is Russia, China. In this situation, India, which has been able to maintain its historic ties with Russia, but at the same time has been able to create relationship of cooperation and confidence with US and Western countries also, is seen as a beacon of hope in the sense that as an impartial player, having good ties with countries cutting across these block lines. So India is, in this sense, a very important player, and India wants to underline its strategic autonomy, its independent foreign policy, by simultaneously maintaining very close ties with US on the one side and Russia on the other.
You mentioned this is a beacon of hope and India being an impartial player. In this backdrop, how important or significant is the defense partnership between India and Russia? And what are some of the recent developments or agreements in defense cooperation between the two countries? And Professor Pandey, how do India and Russia collaborate on security issues, including counterterrorism and regional stability?
Well, you know, even now, more than 60% of our defense equipment, Air Force, Army or Navy, is of Soviet or Russian origin. More than 60 years, Soviet Union and Russia have been the most trusted defense partners for India. And despite India starting to import defense equipment from other sources, Russia still remains the number one partner in this regard, And the uniqueness of this defense partnership is that we not only import defense equipments and state-of-the-art equipments, we also get the technology of these equipments, whether it is MiG-29 or Sukhoi or T-72 or T-90 tanks, all this technology we get, and we start producing them here in India. Not just that, India and Russia have gone a step further in developing new weapon systems, whether it is BrahMos or fifth generation fighter aircraft, and BrahMos is being jointly exported to third countries also. In recent times, the S-400 Triumph mobile surface-to-air missile system and more MiG-29 aircraft, Su-30 MKI fighters, AK-203 assault rifles, Kamov helicopters. These are some of the recent imports.
India and Russia today have agreed to set the trade target to $100 billion by 2030. The two countries signed 9 documents for cooperation in different fields. It includes MOUs in the areas of environment and climate change, cartography, polar research, investment, trade, and pharma. New Delhi and Moscow have also linked MOU on cooperation in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and TV Novosti. Briefing media in Moscow, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said, during the meeting between the two leaders, agenda of discussion was principally focused on economic cooperation.
In terms of specific targets, the two leaders have set a new trade target of 100 billion by 2030. Alongside, they have also agreed on a joint statement on economic cooperation specifically till 2030. A significant element of today's discussion in terms of greater and stronger economic partnership also focused on connectivity corridors. In this regard, the two leaders spoke about the new proposed Eastern Corridor, which is called Chennai-Vladivostok Corridor.
Professor Pandey, we just have received news where the Prime Minister has said that ties with Russia will further strengthen in his third term. And economic cooperation between India is what I would like to discuss next with you, given that we do trade with Russia in Indian rupees. Oil trade is one area where we are, pretty much ahead with Russia. That agreement, that cooperation between India and Russia is strengthening day by day. So what are the key areas of economic cooperation between India and Russia, and how can both countries work together to enhance bilateral trade and investment?
Well, economic ties till 3 years back were considered the weakest link in an otherwise excellent political relationship between the two countries, because the bilateral trade used to be something in the range of 8, 9 to $12 billion, around $10 billion each year. In the last two and a half years, the bilateral trade has jumped almost 6 times. Now it is more than $65 billion per year, and Russia has become the 4th largest trading partner of India after US, China and UAE. However, it is also true that much of this is due to oil trade, which increased from 2% of India's oil imports, which used to be from Russia, to more than 21%, 10 times increase. So much of the increased bilateral trade is because of India's purchase of discounted Russian oil. Apart from oil, India also imports a lot of engineering goods and fertilizers and some other material, while Russia mainly imports, for example, tea, pharmaceuticals. In recent times, because of the Ukraine war, India has started selling engineering goods to Russia, and there is a lot of scope to increase this. But there is the problem due to sanctions which have been imposed on Russia by US and the West.
Yes.
So overcoming the sanctions, one way is the rupee trade, which India is opting for. But even then, many of the private companies are apprehensive about coming under sanctions regime. And so they are a bit hesitant in indulging in bilateral trade or selling their goods to Russia. So this is one cause for concern. As far as investments are concerned, in the hydrocarbon sector, India 20 years back invested in Sakhalin. Then India purchased one Imperial Oil Company. Together they accounted for $6-7 billion of investment. Subsequently, it increased even further. Similarly, Russia has also invested in India's hydrocarbon sector, more than $10 billion of investment. But still, there is a lot of scope in this regard.
What about the multilateral engagements and global issues where India and Russia cooperate? Are there any instances to multilateral forums such as the United Nations, BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization where they both have cooperated? Could you give us the instances and towards what common global challenges do India and Russia address together and how do they collaborate on these issues?
It was because of Russia's insistence and initiative that India became a member of SCO in 2017, and BRICS, of course, was created earlier than that. SCO was also created in 2001. India joined in 2017. BRICS was created earlier, 15 years back, and sometimes in 2009 or so. There is also another platform, which is called Russia-India-China Dialogue. But apart from this, India and Russia also cooperate and collaborate in many other fora. BRICS and SCO have emerged as major platforms where countries of Afro-Asian countries and Latin American countries or Global South come together to highlight issues of their common concern. And India has given a great importance. Of course, the Prime Minister could not attend because of various reasons, the recent Astana summit of SCO. But before that, he has attended many summits. Last year, India organized virtual online summit of SCO. This year, the BRICS summit is scheduled to take place in September at Kazan in Russia, and the Prime Minister is likely to attend it. So BRICS is very important. And SCO is also, and the two countries have cooperated in it very regularly.
Lastly, I would like to seek your comments on the cultural and educational exchanges in strengthening India-Russia ties.
Indian culture, Indian music, Indian dances, Indian cinema has been extremely popular in Russia and before that during Soviet times in Soviet Union. Raj Kapoor and Nargis were household names in Soviet Union.
Yes.
And the Indian Cultural Center in Moscow, they organized programs for teaching Hindi, yoga, Indian dances and music, and these are very popular. Similarly, Russian studies is popular in India. There are many institutes organizing training in Russian language. So this has been a field which has further cemented and strengthened the relations between the two countries.
What are the main challenges that India and Russia face in their bilateral relations? And what opportunities exist for both countries to deepen their partnerships?
Well, the challenges are more than bilateral. These are global challenges. The two wars that are going on, and because of that, the disruption in the supply lines, the emerging Russia-China partnership are the major challenges that India faces. But both Russia and India realize that this is one relationship that has stood the test of times, that is most reliable and credible, and therefore the two countries give great importance to each other in this regard.
Thank you so much, Professor Sanjay Pandey, for being with Akashvani.
You were listening to a discussion on the strengthening of India-Russia bilateral ties. The participants were Sanjay Kumar Pandey, professor at Center for Russian and Central Asian Studies at JNU, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.